This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome on in Phillies Today podcast. I, of course, am your host, Buzz. Happy to be with you on this Wednesday, May 14th, 2025. Twin bill today. Day-night doubleheader. First Phillies doubleheader since the second-to-last day of the regular season in 2023. The last time this team played a doubleheader. It was Phillies at Mets 2023. That was a true doubleheader when didn't really matter at that point for the season. They were wrapped up into their seeding, into a wild card spot, whatever. But they played 18 innings that day in the final series of the year. No doubleheaders at all last year. Kind of amazing. First doubleheader since then. We got a 105 game, a 615 game. So looking forward to that. It'll be Jesus Luzardo in the opening matchup, Aaron Nola going in the nightcap. We already do know that because, you know, we know that it's a doubleheader, that they do get an extra roster spot on a day like today. So Daniel Robert, right-handed reliever, who had been in Lehigh Valley, only previous major league experience was with the Rangers last year. He will be the 27th man for today's doubleheader. So if you see a guy coming in the game, Robert, you don't recognize him, that's what he's there for, as the 27th man. And, you know, hopefully the Phillies can get a series win today. Hopefully they can win two. Hopefully Schwarber in one day extends that on-base streak from 47 to 49 games. Hope all of that happens. And I am, you know, I'm confident that they'll win at least one. I'm hopeful that they win at least one today, going into another off day tomorrow. The team's not going to play, so playing two games today. Very, very hopeful that they can. I'll actually be headed down to the ballpark for both, so very much looking forward to that. But I think the news of the day, not just for the Phillies, but in all of Major League Baseball, not the Phillies and Cardinals playing a doubleheader, believe it or not, on a Wednesday, but rather Pete Rose being reinstated in the baseball in the year 2025. You're allowed to be voted upon for the Hall of Fame is basically what this announcement is. And listen, I'm 27 years old. The Pete Rose saga has been going on my entire life. There are people older than I am who have had this going on their entire life. I cannot believe that this is still a thing. First of all, just right off the bat, I think it's very cowardly that they wait. I mean, Major League Baseball, Rob Manfred's statement on Pete Rose was more or less like, this is, you know, the reason why we waited, the reason why we waited within a year. He passed away 8 months ago, within a year of his passing, to say, all right, now we're reinstating him. Now he can you know, go into the Hall of Fame if he gets voted there, which, by the way, is not a given either. We'll get to that. The reason for it is entirely based upon the fact that he can do no more harm. He cannot cause any more backlash. He can't say inappropriate things on a TV broadcast. He can't say inappropriate things to, you know, a female reporter or any member of the media for that matter. He can't lie about his gambling. There's so much baggage with a guy like Pete Rose because he gambled, because he lied, he, you know, really hurt the integrity of the game. There's also, you know, there were sexual assault allegations. Like, I think no matter who you are or where you stand on this issue, we can agree that Pete Rose, not a Hall of Fame person, like not a Hall of Fame guy. And I've even heard defenses for the gambling thing of like, well, he only ever bet for his team, not against it. So therefore, you know, what harm did he do? He still wasn't betting on his team every day. If you're betting on your team to win a game on Saturday and you do not bet on your team to win on Friday, then you have now impacted the integrity of the game because you are not going to do everything you can to win Friday's game. You are now trying extra hard to win Saturday's game. If I was Rob Thompson, had a bet on the Phillies today only in game two of the doubleheader, he might not, you know, go to Matt Strom or go to Orion Kirkring or go to Jose Alvarado in game one because he needs to save him for game two, right? And that wouldn't be how you want your guy to manage. So I think it is he undoubtedly did harm to the integrity of the game and deserved to be punished for what he did as a manager. And what he has done off the field, his antics, he does himself no favors. Like, we can all sit here. Every voter it is up to each voter on the Hall of Fame committee, whether it's the standard Hall of Fame vote in, the Veterans Committee, whatever. Every voter has, I guess, the obligation to say, you know, this is where I draw the line. This is my standard. And if it were me voting, I've always been a belief of I vote for guys based upon what they do on the field. I'm for the on the field, you know, I'm all in favor of if a guy had a Hall of Fame career on the field, I think they get put in. I think the Hall of Fame is there to tell the story of baseball. I think it's a cliche, but if you want to look at it this way, you can't tell the story of baseball without Pete Rose. I mean, there is perhaps no more polarizing figure in the history of sports than this guy. I think he deserves a spot in the Hall of Fame. And if you even want to put what not so great things he did on his plaque, I would be okay with that. If you want to asterisk it somehow, whatever. But it does feel like he deserves to be in Cooperstown. His face deserves to be in the Hall of Fame as someone who played the game at an extraordinarily high level, like an extraordinarily high level. And that is what I think, you know, needs to happen. So I would vote him in, but it is up to each individual voter whether or not that's something that, you know, whether that's something that they draw a line on or not. For some people, sexual assault allegations is the end of the conversation. And I would not argue with any of those people. There is, you know, absolutely nothing that most people should say back to that. To some people, him being banned from baseball, which at the time was called a lifetime ban, and then got changed to, you know, apparently just not a lifetime ban, not a forever ban. It was the duration of his lifetime, not forever. Clearly they were just waiting for him to go away. At this point, he's passed. So what can he say? What can he do? He will now be put into the, not for sure, put in the Hall of Fame, which is also crazy that he is not, he's still not even up for vote until December 2027. So as we sit here in May of 2025, 2.5 years from now is when he's up for vote. His plaque will be put into the Hall of Fame in Cooperstown more than 3 years from now at the earliest. I mean, that is how far away we're looking at here. So I never obviously saw Pete Rose play. It was before my time. I did meet him once at a book signing. That guy certainly not afraid to do anything he can to make money, not afraid to be polarizing, unapologetically himself. And there is a distinct generational gap between how people view him, not just in Philadelphia, but in Cincinnati and everywhere, on how this guy gets honored. I saw tonight the Reds are starting their game at 7:14 p.m., 14 being the number that Pete Rose wore. That's how they're honoring him. And the Phillies were going to put him in the Wall of Fame and then balked at it because of the sexual assault allegation. And, you know, that was, you know, a big deal at the time. And then he tried to get back at them by reacting the way that he did on the TV broadcast a few years ago now at this point. I've almost gotten to a point, again, if I'm saying this and I'm 27, I can't imagine what someone older or who watched him play might have said. I'm coming at this as someone who's like, you know, I'm almost sick of hearing the topic. Like, I get it. The Baseball Hall of Fame is extraordinarily weird. The all-time hits leader, the all-time home runs leader, both not in it. By the way, that's something that needs to be considered also. If Pete Rose makes the Hall of Fame and Shoeless Joe Jackson makes the Hall of Fame, who has also been reinstated, then does Barry Bonds make the Hall of Fame? I think those are incredibly interesting questions. And again, up to the voters. But now there will be voters who have the opportunity to vote for Pete Rose, and he'll get his due process. He won't live to see it. And by the way, this is something he predicted would happen. He was almost onto it before it ever did happen. Like, I won't live to see it, but this is how this is all going to go down. Like, I already know that what's going to happen is he knew that what was going to happen is they're just waiting for him to die out, and then they'll put him in the Hall of Fame. That what they were afraid of is what he was going to say at his speech. And this is a guy who did himself, I mean, zero favors over the years. Zero favors. He did himself nothing in the name of good faith, good PR, good. He lied for 15 years about the betting thing. But yet here we are still in the year 2025 discussing whether Pete Rose should be in the Hall of Fame or not, or whether he should be reinstated or not. It used to be a running joke. I went to a broadcasting camp for years, met a lot of my closest friends there. And our go-to like debate question that they would pose to all the campers was, should Pete Rose be in the Hall of Fame? And this was being asked in the 2010s. Like, that was our go-to question. Again, here we are in 2025. The question, like, will not die. It will not go out. And everyone's got their own arguments, their own stances on it. It's just kind of crazy that I think it's like the age-old topic that consistently gets more fuel. And I can't imagine how people... I can't imagine how his family must feeling like they feel like they will never see the day that he goes in. I'm sure it'll be an emotional day if he does actually go in, again in July of 2028 or whenever it does or does not happen. It's crazy we've gotten here. And my take on it is, I would vote for him. I'm frankly sick of hearing about it. I can't believe it's dragged on this long. Where everyone draws the line seems to be like an arbitrary measure, either, you know, anyway, in other sports. You know, I was talking to some my roommates last night about this. Like, I don't know, like Ray Lewis was a first ballot Hall of Famer. He was alleged to murder someone. I know I'm crossing sports here, but there are plenty of jerks, like not great guys, not Hall of Fame guys in the Hall of Fame. And it's not really, you know, the definition of what is and isn't a Hall of Famer is relatively subjective to each voter and how each person feels about it. It'll get voted on. It'll either pass or not pass. I mean, I guess the craziest way for this to end is he gets reinstated and then just still does not make it in. But if the day does actually happen, I never thought I would see it. And again, I was born in the late 90s, well after Pete Rose's career. It'll be a wild and crazy day that we could be looking at, looking at something where he actually goes in. Like, living to see that when I feel like I've lived through so much of the aftermath and never saw the guy play. I mean, we're talking about a guy who, you know, played in the 70s and the 80s, finally getting his quote-unquote due justice in the eyes of some. And it'll be highly controversial if he does. Like, again, there are a lot of people who feel strongly that he should not be in the Hall of Fame. So, wild, wild stuff on that. Back to the current Phils. I do believe we have a lineup for game one of this twin bill. Again, been a while since we've seen a doubleheader. So Philly's lineup in the first game, this will be going up against the starting right-hander, Eric Fetty. For the Cardinals, it'll be Lars Nootbaar, the left fielder and leading off Lars Nootbaar, batting second, the shortstop, Mason Wynn, batting third, the second baseman, Brendan Donovan, batting fourth. The third baseman, Nolan Arenado, batting fifth. The first baseman, Wilson Contreras, batting sixth. The designated hitter, Ivan Herrera, batting seventh. The catcher, Pedro Pajes, batting eighth in right field, Jordan Walker, and batting ninth in center field, Victor Scott, the second. For the Phillies, it'll be leading off the second baseman, Bryson Stott, batting second, the shortstop, Trey Turner, batting third, the first baseman, Bryce Harper, batting fourth, the DH, Kyle Schwarber, batting fifth in right field, Nick Castellanos, batting sixth, the left fielder, Max Kepler, batting seventh, the third baseman, Alec Bohm, batting eighth, the center fielder, Brandon Marsh, and batting ninth, the catcher, Rafael Marchand, and on the mound, the left-hander, Jesus Luzardo. So with Marchand catching the first game against, with Luzardo, that means Realmuto will be in the lineup for game two, because, they're going to split that. They're not going to play them both the same day of a doubleheader. Fetty, a guy they've obviously seen before from his time with the Nationals. So they're going to see a right-hander in him, another right-hander against Sonny Gray. Interested to see how Rob Thompson handles his lineup here across these two games. You'd think Edmundo Sosa maybe gets a start. You would think maybe a guy like Weston Wilson finds his way into a start. You would assume Johan Rojas maybe works his way into a start. Maybe, I don't know about wholesale changes, but you'd think he'd work the bench into that at some point here. As I mentioned, the 27th man will be the former relief pitcher, former right-handed relief pitcher of the Texas Rangers, who was in AAA, Daniel Roberts. So you can look out for him. I believe he's wearing number 48 today. So if you see 48 trotting in from the bullpen, if you're down at the ballpark, you're watching either of these games on TV, it'll be number 48 coming in for the Phils as an extra right-hander out of the pen. And also, I'm also interested to see how Rob Thompson manages a game like today. You're looking at a situation where there's no game tomorrow. I'm not saying you should manage it like it's your last game ever, but there's no game tomorrow. There's really nothing to hold anybody for. So I think the Phillies are in a pretty good spot. I think the Phillies are in a position where you go out and at least win one, hopefully both games today at home. The weather really wet in Philadelphia early on this Wednesday morning. Hopefully, supposed to clear up later in the afternoon and then certainly for the night game. So might be a very cloudy day, maybe not the most beautiful day to be out there at the ballpark, but it does look like baseball will get played, at some point. At some point. I don't think there will be some huge delay. So I think we're looking at a twin bill. Again, hopefully Phillies can get a nice little add couple of wins to the win total there today. Been a while since there's been a doubleheader, a while since there's been a doubleheader at Citizens Bank Park. Been 7 years for me since I attended both ends of a doubleheader, so looking forward to that immensely. That's going to do it for today's episode of Phillies Today. I won't be back with you until next week. So I'll be back with you next week, Tuesday and Wednesday, when the team's out in Colorado and then getting ready for the Athletics trip. And then you'll have, I believe, Justin Morgenstein tomorrow. I know you got Francisco Rojas in here somewhere as well. I think Francisco tomorrow, Justin on Friday. So we'll be reacting to the doubleheader, twice the amount of baseball, twice the number of games to react to on this Wednesday. I love a doubleheader. Love a nice little double dip. Also, a pretty big day in the sports world. Obviously, the Pete Rose news. The Eagles, the full NFL schedule coming out tonight at 8 p.m. So that'll be, a fun little thing to react to. And yeah, it'll be a good day of sports, hopefully a good day of baseball, hopefully a couple of good starts between Lizardo and Nola. And, for the people like myself, the real sickos out there, who'll be spending, 8 to 9 hours at the ballpark here later today. Hopefully everyone gets their money's worth, because there's nothing worse than going down to a doubleheader, watching them lose both. I have been on the wrong end of that as well. That's going to do it for today's episode of Phillies Today. Again, you can follow me on Twitter at Dan_Wilson4. You can follow my co-parts Francisco Rojas and Justin Morgenstein. And as always be sure to check back here for the latest news when it comes to the Phillies Today, all things Phillies 24/7. You can come right back here to the podcast page on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. Thank you so much. Talk to you next time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.